This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Song on our throwback sessions. We have one more song that is left. That is Teeks at the first time. But right now, I want us to head over to Emhlanga Gateway Hotel. We corner Grace. Umaleshone Grace Ramkaelo. Grace.
Hi, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Are you hearing what the music?
Yeah, I'm jamming to it, by the way. It's giving, you know, Slanganani, always Slanganas.
Nice.
Yes. So, Mvelo, I have Miss Ayanda Princess Nongongo with me. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. And how are you?
Fine, thank
good
you.
And busy.
I see that you're the director of the Management Information and Reporting. Does that title end there?
It's Director of Monitoring, Evaluation, and Reporting at our
institution.
At our institution, okay. Yes.
So I see that you have quite a busy one also.
Very busy indeed.
On, I think, day one, you did how can I put it? You presented the HEMIS audit.
Yes.
And where you talked about insights on audit preparation, transparency practices, and management audit findings. Can you briefly give us tips and snippets of what that is about?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, it was to share some best practices and some tips and do's and don'ts to our esteemed colleagues here at the conference about how to deal with the Homes Hemis audit preparations, as well as to look after their environment, to nurse it as they prepare for the hard questions and the hard process that comes about from the external embarking on looking and interrogating at our Hemis data within our universities.
Okay.
So that's in essence what we were diving into.
Can you tell me the topics or the data sets that Hemis might include?
Okay, so HEMIS is a term used by education and training nationally to speak to the data that we report as universities to them. It stands for the Higher Education Management Information Systems, and the inside that database, DHET manages or asks our universities to account to matters of what is the status about your student enrollments, our student graduates, our student FTEs, and the FTE is literally the credit weightings that each student carries within each year of their enrollment cycle in every year. And then we also report data type of staff data, academic and support headcount information, and a little bit of a profile details about what that data entails at a lower level. And then except for the financial part, we don't have the financial part in all our data sets, especially the staff data.
Okay.
We also report about postdoctoral information. That's neither our students nor staff, but that's our postdoc fellows managed by our research office, and that's a separate just small element that we also report to account to what headcounts and their profile, research profile a little bit. And then lastly, the data type number four that we deal with is, they call it space data. A funny word, space, but space is relating to our infrastructure, building, physical things that we see, physical buildings about our university, what we use and what we lease, or what we are being leased to offer, especially with accommodation, student accommodation. So that's in essence the different data variables that are reported under the HEMIS.
I see that you have quite a few positions at the Directorate of Panel discussion, and
very
I see that tomorrow you also lead presenter.
That's
it's
absolutely
a lot of positions for a female. I'm very proud, and
I'm telling you.
You see, I'm gaining inspiration from the whole thing.
We hope so. You know? We only try to inspire the next.
So, can you, like, I see that the panel discussion, I don't know if it's taking place because I'm quite
it's upcoming.
Okay,
it's upcoming after lunch.
I see there's a lot of conversations. Can you give us a little snippet on what's going to happen and who the panelists will be?
So today the conversation is shifting a bit.
Okay.
It's digging a little bit deeper into what really goes around inside the expert information that is handled in the HIMSS environment.
Mm.
And today we're taking it a step notch up because we're looking at, once we have the database, now what means are we using it for to influence that executive or decision-making level?
Okay.
And today they are dwelling about instances of planning, strategic planning, planning for targets, our enrollment targets, and how they even come about them. That's the current conversation at hand. The first one, this morning we kicked off with a keynote address about, you know, the thoughts, the fruits and thoughts pilot, you know, Dr. Likena's wonderful ideas, probing us to think for the next generation into that blockchain and how we can take advantage of that opportunity in this environment. And then lastly, another important element that was discussed today was the academic structure. Now, the academic structure, a best practice was shared by our fellow university of CUT colleagues as to how they embark on managing that situation. That is where, that's actually the heart with the information of our product, which are the qualifications that we offer at every university. That is where they are classified or rather defined. Or set up to the level of subjects in the system, in an IT system, and specifically our university ERP system. So when they were talking about those matters, they were talking about in the implementation and in the setups and in the policies that they need to abide by, that are regulated by DHET and CHE, what can they look out for and how can they work towards the challenges at hand.
This is beautiful. And I like how the ladies are the forefront of the
lots of them, starting from the VC and Dr. Likena being a lady.
Yes.
Coincidentally so for MUT, but I think we taking a big mark. I see lots of women in different departments,
institutions,
institutions as well. The numbers told us in the recent presenter, he just alluded to, there's lots of females now.
So would you give like a few words of encouragement to the ladies out there that might want to be in your position one day?
Yes. First and foremost, don't underestimate that thought process that you have in your mind. Do not underestimate your questioning, because in my space, it's not about asking a stupid question. In fact, if you are asking the whys, why are we doing that? Is the more you get, you know, you evolve. So we are one of the few in the environment that are asking too many questions to our peers. But tell you what, this is the job. If you need to do it right, you need to get to the bottom of everything, but you need to understand, unpack, and thresh it out. And the only way to do it is to ask the why. So be confident, ladies. I know some ladies, we don't usually like to, you know, be at the forefront of things and questioning things. It's not about the fact that you're questioning. Perhaps what you can try to learn, and now there's AI, so you guys can go on online and you can find some tips on how to learn, on how to articulate yourself in terms of asking the why. There's different ways you can ask that very one sentence, that one verb, why, but it just depends on the approaches. So because we are women, the strong advantage we have is that we tend to be soft in nature, and then the manner in which we present and we impose on the whys, I'm sorry, gentlemen, we sometimes do it better than you.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So that's the words of encouragement. And I hope everyone, in fact, not only women, we always like to also encourage our male children and our male over there, that you do support each other, because we also can't survive without you in either way. So there are areas where we still need the men to, you know, help us come up and handle things together as a collaboration. So yes, because we have men that canvas on putting the women there to the front, because they know we have a natural nurturing spirit, it is sometimes because of a man that we are at the forefront.
There you have it, Mvila. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Miss Ayanda Pintus Nongongo. I hope I'm saying it correctly.
Yes, absolutely. Got it right.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day
thank
to you and your viewers
there
and
you
your
have
listeners.
It, hello.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.